are here at the 2018 Q's Symposium CEO Chairman Exchange in this beautiful place, Kauai. And look who I ran into, Mr. John Pembroke from Q's. How are you, sir?
Well, and you. We have to stop meeting like this.
Oh, I don't know. I'm liking meeting like this. This is a really nice place. So this is
a pleasure.
Indeed, indeed. So, I mean, just to kind of kick things off, how's the show going for you?
Great conference for us. This is our Q's Symposium where the CEO and board chair of credit unions from across North America come together as a team to really learn and get aligned on top priority things the leadership of the organization should be aligned on, as well as work on their relationship. We're all busy people. It's very hard to find time on people's calendar. Why not carve out a few days in lovely Hawaii to really work on the personal relationship, get to know each other better, as well as network with other leaders in the industry. Right.
Yeah, we've had some great conversations with CEOs and board members and how they work together and what's effective practices and all that type of stuff. So this has been such a great show for that, you know, because, I mean, that's such an important issue right now, especially with a lot of the CEO turnover right now and with new fresh blood coming in and how the board's working with the new folks and stuff. And so it's really been really cool to kind of eye-opening, actually, to hear these anecdotes and stories of how they're working together.
It to use a phrase from a Michael Jackson song, you are not alone.
Exactly.
This is an industry that collaborates, that shares ideas, that shares insights, and that's the benefit of participating in a conference like this, the networking opportunities to share, learn, et cetera.
Exactly. And you're telling me that this is the Super Bowl of the Q's conferences. Why is it the Super Bowl?
This is the Super Bowl because of the timing.
It's next week.
It's next week. But also, we have the leadership of the industry here. And it's pretty significant. Yeah. If you look around,
awesome.
The largest credit union we have is $22 billion. The smallest is $40 million. Broad range across the United States, across Canada, the Caribbean. So because of the attendees, influence and leadership that they represent, this is a very big deal for us.
Yeah. I agree. There's some nice, like, oh my gosh, that person's here. Wow, that person's, it's kind of like a who's who of the industry that's here. So kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you.
Very cool. All right, so let's talk about conference expectations. What are your expectations for this conference? Obviously, like what you said at the top of the interview, let's get these board members, the chairs actually, and the CEOs aligned so we can continue to do a better job. Are there any other expectations?
Key takeaway. So something needs to change on Monday. We believe in actionable learning at Q's. So it's, yes, we provide the speakers, yes, we provide the venue, yes, we provide the networking, but when you go back to your credit union, what's going to change? We have some great topics being discussed here, from good governance practices to Jonah Berger.
Who I had him yesterday.
Talk
phenomenal.
How products and services become contagious, how to really leverage word of mouth, and how to, it was interesting, find your peanut butter. If you think of peanut butter and you always think of jelly. Okay, so should jelly pay peanut butter for free advertising and coming along? What is the peanut butter?
That's funny.
Right? What is the peanut butter for your credit union? Trying to identify what that is.
Yeah.
So definitely want our attendees to come away with key takeaways as well as building relationships. It's a great room. We have a great attendee list here, and I know a lot of people are taking advantage of it and using it to their advantage to build relationships, be it within their markets, outside of their markets. Networking is part of the game.
Oh, yeah, and I've even heard a lot of feedback just kind of milling about, like, the speakers that you guys have here. They're just top-notch, and people are like, oh, my gosh, we got so much out of that.
So we have Professor Baba Chiv from Stanford. Who's kicking off a session on exploration and exploitation, the difference of the two. As I said, we had Jonah Berger from Wharton School of Business, a fine institution, I might add.
A little bit.
And Dr. Richard LeBlanc. Well-credentialed from York University in Canada. So the quality of speakers is great.
Second to none. So what do you want to, I mean, speaking of takeaways and making change on Monday when you get back to the office, what exactly do you want, are you looking for them to change? Is there anything specific that you have in mind for them to change? Obviously, a better working relationship, getting things done, being productive, open communication, transparency, all that good stuff?
Sure. You know, it really depends on the opportunity and the plan of the credit union. These organizations are well-run and well-led, but like any organization, you face opportunities and challenges that you have to address or mitigate.
Yeah.
So depending on their situation, it could be, okay, how do I get my board to perform more effectively? Mm-hmm. If that's the case, there are some great takeaways from the governance.
Right.
When it comes to innovation and understanding the difference in the approach that you need to take for large-scale innovation versus tweaking mm-hmm. or exploitation, mm-hmm. That may be something that they take away. So it really depends on the situation of the organization. But believe me, there's plenty of ideas being floated and talked about here and plenty of relationships that are being built that can really put them in a position to drive some things forward.
It's a great conference. I'm a big fan already. This is my first time here, so thank you very much. Big fan of this one. All right, I'm going to switch gears a little bit too.
Sure.
Do you have any other CUES announcements that you would like to share with folks out there that are coming up?
Sure. So want to make sure, first and foremost, people are aware of our podcast series.
Oh, yeah. James Lenz does a great job.
Yeah, in 2017, we launched our podcast series. Today, we have over 1,500 listeners in 19 different countries, talking of topics of interest such as cybersecurity, credit union governance, board liaisons, tech for directors, a variety of topics. Very convenient, easy way to get good content, get good insight, etc. Something else that I'd like to bring up is our Governance Leadership Institute. We're having two sessions this year again. We are bringing one into the United States, into Florida. Miami, Florida is going to take place at Florida International University, April 15th through the 18th. We do that in partnership with the Rotman School of Management in Toronto. They will be traveling down to warm Miami to conduct that great session, and we'll also hold a session in Toronto at Rotman as well. So those are two big things, as well as we have evolved our Mergers and Acquisition Institute to be our Strategic Growth Institute.
Okay.
You know, mergers and acquisitions is a means to an end. If you're trying to grow your organization, it may be through consolidation or mergers and acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
There are others as well, but first, up front, you have to define your growth strategy.
Right.
And that's going to be the foundation of our new Strategic Growth Institute with the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
Okay.
That'll be taking place in July.
So. Very timely, because credit unions left and right are growing like crazy, so it's a good time.
Great opportunities out there. Right.
All right, John. Well, thank you. So I know you got a million things to do, a million people to talk to here, so thank you very much for the few minutes that you gave us here today, and thank you again for inviting us out here to hang out with you guys for a couple of days. Awesome.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Glad you're here.
Appreciate it, John.
Okay.
Keep up the good work, all right?
You
guys are doing some great stuff.
Thank you.
Well done.